Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Moore on Monday, the 24th of November, recording at 9:37 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights on what has been an exciting and I think probably quite important pivotal day. First in Asia, though, don't look there. Their action was mixed, and probably more stock markets a little bit on the minus side than on the upside. Europe, stunning. Gains here that are absolutely enormous, between 9 and 10% for most of the European indices. In terms of Wall Street, again, a stellar performance on top of Friday's gains. The Dow, the most modest, up not quite 5%, up over around just under 6.5% for the S&P, and also the NASDAQ index. Now, my view is that the press headlines have got it a little bit wrong. This is partly a factor, but they're saying, for instance, Bloomberg is saying stocks in U.S. post biggest two-day rally since 1987 on Citigroup rescue. Well, maybe that's a factor overall, but let's face it, we're getting package after package, support program after support program. All central banks around the world are very much involved in reflating. And I think that's what markets are responding to here a bit belatedly. But I'm getting ahead of myself. What else has taken place here today? Big one is the downside move of the dollar. The U.S. dollar index is down over 2 points at 86.081. What may before me be more familiar to you would be the euro up over 3. It's up 3.3 to 129.19. Dollar's fallen back to 119.55 against the Swissy. Even better news, the dollar was, although it was a very weak day for the dollar, it was up against the yen, currently up 114 at 97.09. And that's pretty much the picture, though, with the dollar down against everything else except where it's pegged. Now, we saw Treasury bond prices weaken, although not as much as one might have expected here, given the strength of these stock market indices. Precious metals were strong, again, particularly silver, up well over 10%. Industrial metals were higher. All commodities were higher in here today. Natural gas up 460 ticks. Crude oil $4.42. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, I think I have used the term conjunction, sort of a grand conjunction of events taking place. But what I know Owen and I have hammered home is the point that we felt that really, one of the most important preconditions to look for a rally or coincident conditions would be, and I'm talking about a year-end rally in stock markets, would be the eventual weakness of the U.S. dollar and the Japanese yen. And the point emphasized, and including last Friday, was that pretty well everybody realized that as long as the U.S. dollar and the Japanese yen were rallying, that those two currencies, having been by far the main carry trade currencies due to their prior weakness for several years and low interest rates, that as long as those two currencies were strong, the probability was that we were seeing additional forced deleveraging. Thus, my saying that when we saw a significant break in the dollar and the yen's uptrends against the world's other currencies, then we would almost certainly see an explosive rally in commodities, but also significant rebounds in stock markets. Now, why should stock markets rebound when everybody is saying that this is a global deflationary depression? Well, my view is that in terms of forecasting the global deflationary depression, they're getting a little bit ahead of themselves, a bit of hyperbole there. It's certainly, there's no complacency on my part here, it's certainly a very severe global recession. And this is quite possibly, quite probably, the worst financial crisis for the United States and quite possibly Europe as well, that I've seen during my career, which runs over 40 years. So, yes, there are certainly big problems out there, but points that I've mentioned on numerous occasions, look at the problems that have gone away. Now, the one that has not gone away, I should say first, is the credit solvency problem extending from all of these huge, huge derivative packages. So that rumbles on. But the inflation problem's gone away. The weak dollar certainly went away by virtue of the huge rally that we saw in the U.S. dollar from sort of mid-July onwards. And but the European beg your pardon, the problems that were, I would say, worst for Asia, particularly, and well, really for all emerging markets, the soaring price of crude oil, soaring price of food commodities, and they've all moved south. And now, no doubt, there are some large short positions in the market, and these 10% rallies in Europe and the big rebounds in commodities provide good evidence of that. But they're also very overextended. These commodities are really quite cheap. They've come down enormously. So, as have stock markets. So really, a reversion to the mean rally by stock markets is always, it's always been a possibility bordering on a probability as far as I've been concerned. It's been a long time in coming. If this is actually the beginning of it, we'll need to see some follow through here tomorrow, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if we do. Now, and that if we don't get a rally through year end, because people know that central banks are going to lower interest rates further, we know that they will provide further stimulative packages. And, you know, again, that oldest adage in the book is don't fight the Fed. We know there are always delayed reactions, but eventually markets do respond, and often respond spectacularly. Now, we also know that people have said most of the big upside days for many, many years have occurred in the last couple of months, and they have also pointed out that the biggest upside days in stock markets usually occur on bear market short covering rallies, not within bull markets. Well, that's all true. But at some point, things are just too overextended, and we really do get the genuine McCoy. And for those who've been saying, well, why wasn't I shorting or hedge shorting? And I've said, I don't want to be doing that at a time when stock markets are so deeply oversold. It has paid more often than not for those who have been short from time to time. I had more of my shorts last year and at the beginning of this year, but never enough, as it turned out, under the circumstances. And for those who were thinking of joining the capitulation trade when markets are so overextended, well, you see how quickly prices can rebound. Okay, it's only one day. here so far. But the biggest recoveries occur against the background of the most terrifying fundamental and technical situations. And we certainly have what has been a terrifying fundamental and technical situation. So against that background, I put my money where my mouth is. I'd said that because of the volatility, I wasn't doing any trading for a while. I also had some personal distractions, as you know. But I was totally enthused in terms of analyzing the markets and monitoring what was going on. Well, late on Friday, I bought a little natural gas, and I did so because it had been showing good relative strength, because the dollar was looking a little bit shaky, and also because I had read the Browning newsletter talking about the cold fronts coming in. We've already had two little tiny instances of snow in the UK, and sometimes we go a whole year. Over the last decade, we've often gone the whole year with hardly a glimmer of snow in London. So I bought the natural gas, and today I thought, well, what do I buy? I'm looking around, and I really felt spoiled for choice, because I think it was one of those situations where almost anything was going to move. I didn't want to go overboard, but I bought some platinum, and I also doubled up what prior to today was my only trade, and not a good one, where I had opened in October, I'd opened a long position in the BlackRock World Mining Trust, which then promptly fell 50%, but I've still got it, and I doubled up the position here this morning. And if I get follow through tomorrow, then behind trailing stops, I will first raise trailing stops and then consider some other possibilities. In other words, while we'll take it one day at a time here on this rally, I don't know how far it's going to run more than anyone else, but I've already said that we have the preconditions for what could be quite a significant rally. I'll play it accordingly. So that's my strategy here. But in going back to the Grand Conjunction, I always said we'd need to see the dollar and the yen break. When that happened, we would get the big rally, or certainly a technical rally in commodities. And I think all commodities will rally against that background. Gold was sniffing out this move late last week, as you probably saw. And also other reactions that I would expect. It's one of those all change signals. I would expect stock markets to rally. It'll be interesting to see whether Asia has another kind of muted response to this performance. You go back a year and a move like this today would cause quite good gains in Asia. But there's been a more jaundiced view coming from that part of the world regarding gyrations in the European and North American markets. So maybe it's a more muted response that might encourage me to consider some more exposure there. But we'll see. I'll play it prudently. Why have I done this just with trades? And I've done this with spread bet trades. Why not increase my SIPs and ISA positions or other? Why not have other equity accounts? Well, I've still got my cash reserve. My main cash reserve is still on a time deposit, a monthly rollover time deposit, and because I can get my additional exposure, BlackRock World Mining Trust, for example, is something where I have had substantial positions more often than not for a number of years. And like the position, it seemed ridiculously cheap. So thus the purchase. What I would also mention is that I still read articles saying that if you put any money in the stock market, it should be in defensive issues. I disagree. I would not want defensive issues such as pharmaceuticals, utilities, tobaccos, at this stage. I think those are crowded trades. among people who are long and have had to remain, institutions that have had to remain in the stock market and are trying to minimize risk with those defensive positions. But they're expensive relative to everything else. If one's going to play the long side, I think it's surely a matter of playing the reflation trade. And I'm not playing Wall Street or the UK's reflation trade. I'm playing China and India's reflation trade. So thus the mining shares and metals generally. Now, last point on platinum, just to deter some too many emails on this on the subject, people might say, well, okay, gold, a monetary metal, silver rides on its coattails. Why platinum? People will regard that as an industrial metal, and they'll be worried about it because of the weakness of the automobile industry. And my answer to that is, if gold is going to do anything significant on the upside, silver will do more because it's high beta gold, and platinum will also catch up. It is the precious metal, futures traded precious metal in shortest supply, and it gets big moves. The only downside in trading it is it's quite a wide spread with the spread betting firms. But I bought it anyway, and if it lags a little bit more in here, I'll probably pick up some more. So that's pretty much it. Interesting times. Enjoy it. Now, last point. We're having a little trouble shunting emails back and forth between Owen and myself. We haven't been able to resolve this yet, so that's delayed the posting of Comment of the Day. I'll hope to have that up before too long. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.